What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed, it's time for our last look for this week. Some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The elected president of Panama, José Raúl Moreno, continues his meetings with the groups that will make up the next National Assembly, which will begin meeting next July. This Thursday, Moreno met with the deputies elected by the Panamanista Party, including José Luis Poppy Varela. The meeting lasted about 2 hours. Upon leaving the meeting, the president described it as being very good. I have asked them to look at the projects that have to be done with the national development, specifically and soon, the issues related to the Social Security Fund that will require a consensus that we will build little by little. No one is going to push anything hastily, but little by little with the country, Moreno said. Leaving breakfast, Moreno also took the opportunity to talk about the recurring blackouts across the country. The people are very tired of the nationwide blackouts, said Moreno. I've been reporting for years every time the power goes out on my property and every time the power goes out on the beach on weekends, outside the weekdays, when it goes out for hours. It's already good. He added that yesterday he spoke with the person who will be in charge of the National Authority of Public Services, ASEP, so that he can put order in the companies that provide public services. This is the second meeting now that Moreno has had this week at the JW Marriott Hotel with elected representatives of the Assembly that will be installed on the 1st of July. On Wednesday, the 5th of June, Moreno met with 8 elected deputies from the Democratic Change, the CD party. The incoming president has said that next week he's going to meet with the elected deputies of the Otro Camino movement, the MOCA, and those of the Democratic Revolutionary Party. He also plans to meet with the parties that obtained fewer elected deputies, such as the Popular Party, said Moreno. Molina's already held meetings with deputies from his Realizing Goals party and the Vamos coalition. The designated Minister of Public Works, José Luis Andrade, held the first transition meeting with the outgoing Minister, Rafael Sabonge, at the main headquarters of the Ministry of Public Works in the Albrook sector. The execution and advancement of various projects dominated the agenda. The designated minister would be reviewing the public-private partnership projects, the fourth bridge project over the Panama Canal, and road maintenance. Andrade also stated that there's a list of projects that he will seek to promote, more than all tourist routes. He indicated, for example, that he would make improvements on the coffee route in Chiriquí and on the El Valle Highway in Antón. For his part, Sabonge indicated that topics such as the budgetary needs for the MOP and the progress of the projects were addressed. The outgoing MOP minister explained that there are projects that have been carried out, but that do not have sufficient resources. This is an amount of $320 million of contracts that do not have sufficient resources. Sabonge did not specify what these projects would be, but state contractors, especially those in charge of infrastructure works, frequently complain about the swelling of accounts payable and the non-acceptance of work progress reports, which is a determining factor to be able to collect. On the other hand, Sabonge highlighted the projects that have made the greatest progress, such as the expansion of the Pan-American Highway to 6 lanes and the expansion of the highway from the Bridge of the Americas to Arihan to 8 lanes, which is in its final phase. He added that the road improvement project also registers important progress since during this presidential period, more than 2,000 kilometers of new roads and rehabilitation of existing roads were contracted. Among the new directors who will be participating in the transition meetings are Ivan de Icaza, Vice Minister of Public Works, Juan Ramon Abad, who will be National Director of Inspection, Martha Aleman, National Director of Contracts, Edgar Hernandez, Firm Advisor, and Ricardo Enrique Casa, Legal Advisor of the firm. The elected President of the Republic, José Raúl Moreno, appointed on Thursday Adolfo José Fábrega as the next General Administrator of the National Authority for Government Innovation. Fabrega was recently in charge of the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama from 2023-2024, and it is highlighted that he has experience in the technological and software areas. Graduated in information systems engineering from the University of Notre Dame in the United States, Fabrega has nearly 20 years of experience and also participated in executive programs at INCAE and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Fabrega has been a member of the National Commission of Science, Technology and Innovation of the National Secretariat of Science and Technology, and he is also founder of Global Marine Group and professor of technology at the University of Istmo. Furthermore, in 2010, he was appointed advisor by the United Nations Development Programme in the National Technology Directorate of the AIG. This is the second former president of the CCIAP that Molino has appointed to the new government, which takes office on the 1st of July. José Ramón Icaza also joined the team of the incoming administration as Secretary of Goals and Minister of Canal Affairs. Oscar Vallarino has been appointed as Vice Minister of the Environment. The office of the President-elect, José Raúl Molino, announced through the X account. Vallarino will accompany the designated minister, Juan Carlos Navarro, in that portfolio. From 2012 to 2018, Vallarino served as Vice President of Corporate Affairs at the Panama Canal Authority. From October of 2018 to October 2019, he served as Vice President of Corporate Affairs and Communications at the ACP. He also served as Executive Manager of the Environment Division and as Secretary of the Institutional Commission of the Panama Canal Hydrographic Basin from the year 2000 to 2012. He has held the position of Executive Director of the National Association of the Conservation of Nature, ANCON, and has been a member of the boards of directors of various organizations, including the Natura Foundation, FOPASA, Friends of the Harpy Eagle Board of Trustees. Well, Vallarino holds a Master of Science from the University of Aberdeen in the United Kingdom, a Bachelor's degree in Marine Biology from Nicholas State University, Louisiana in the United States, a Diploma in Business Administration from the Central American Institute of Business Administration, and a Diploma in Reputation Management from the Institute of Higher Studies in Administration. With 25 days until the 1st of July, the day on which the National Assembly will be installed for the period of 2024 to 2029, and José Raúl Molino will assume the presidency of the Republic, the electoral courts have pending to resolve four challenges that affect at least 13 elected deputies. Six of those deputies are part of the independent Vamos bench: Eduardo Gaitán, Luis Duque, Alexandra Brenes, and Yaralis Rodriguez were elected in the 8-2 San Miguelito, but were challenged by PRD member José Riolo Pineda, deputy of the deputy Raúl Pineda, while Roberto Zúñiga and Jorge Blois from 8-4 were challenged by Alejandro Pérez from the Realizing Goals Party. Pérez's lawsuit also affects two elected deputies from the Otro Camino movement, MOCA, Grace Hernandez and Ernesto Cedeño, as well as Javier Sucre from the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD. I went to see the file of the case of the challenge of the deputies of 8-4, which was, I believe, the first that was presented in the electoral jurisdiction, and at least the folder has a number, number 29. I hope the Administrative Electoral Court resolves it before the year 2050. Lawyer Ernesto Cedeño, one of those affected, wrote on Wednesday. The challenges of Riolova, Pineda and Perez have several similarities. They posted $25,000 bail in cash and affected eight independents and MOCA deputies, groups that could join forces to reach the most coveted position in the Assembly. The presidency, a position that he is in the crosshairs of the RM party, a group founder by former President Ricardo Martinelli. RM has three contested deputies, Lilia Batista and Yosiada Marin, that's in the 13-4. La Chorrera, while Luis Omar Ortega from 8-2, San Miguelito, was challenged by Zule Rodriguez. Patsy Lee, of the Popular Party is another of those contested in the 13-4. And on this Thursday, the United Nations General Assembly elected Panama as a non-permanent member of the Security Council for the period 2025-2026 biennium. The Panamanian candidacy, which will replace that of Ecuador and came without opposition in the group of Latin America and Caribbean, received the support of 183 of the 193 member states of the United Nations. In addition to Panama, the General Assembly approved the non-permanent memberships in the Security Council of Denmark and Greece, both from the group relating to Western Europe and others, as well as Somalia, Africa and Pakistan, Asia Pacific. Denmark obtained 184 votes in favour, Greece 182, Somalia 179 and Pakistan received 182 in this vote that is carried out by secret ballot. The countries that still have one more year of mandate are Guyana, Sierra Leone, Algeria, Korea and Slovenia. Along with the 10 rotating seats, the Security Council is always made up of 5 permanent members who also have veto power: the United States, China, Russia, France and the United Kingdom. Both the right of veto and the distribution of seats over with overrepresentation of Europe, which has 5 seats in total, are increasingly questioned. But any project to reform the Council, whether regarding its composition or its functioning, has come up against the refusal of the 5 permanent members, who refuse to lose their privilege. In recent years, the right to veto and its use by Russia in the case of Ukraine's war and by the United States with regards to the Gaza war has turned the Security Council into an almost inoperative body, since resolutions are vetoed and are not carried out. And that's it. There we go. Those are some of the local stories compiled for you for this morning's programme.